Free Talk Live. It is your show. Launching into hour number two, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. Features for free, so enjoy those on us. We go right back into the phone calls here because people want to talk, and we'll talk to you about anything. That's the point of the show. 1-800-259-9231. We go back to Fred in Virginia. Now, Fred, you've begun telling us a story, and it was a little confusing, so we're going to have to make sure we can understand as we go along here. Let me see if I've got this straight so far. You had a camper of some sort, like an RV, and there were some guns that were left in it that you didn't know whose they were. Your girlfriend at the time told you that they were your brother-in-law or something like that.
Oh, her landlord's brother, she told me that he had put him in there because he had three DUIs and he couldn't carry him in his truck. And I said, well, I don't like to have them guns in my camper, so... The rifle disappeared and the pistol stayed there, and she said that he put it in there so she could like target practice with it, and she was already a 6-time felon DUI.
She was or he was?
She was, and she wasn't supposed to be around guns anyway.
So this was your girlfriend at the time?
Yeah, this was my girlfriend. She promised me she would never drink anymore, and that I was Mr. Wonderful, Mr. Perfect, and I worked out of town in Kentucky as a foreman in an engineer company.
And you thought that she was cheating on you, so you started checking on her.
I started checking on her. I set out because she would say, I swear to God, I haven't done anything. I haven't talked to your boss or nothing. And so I set out to prove that I was wrong because I've been told I was very clairvoyant and a heavy ESP, and we would actually ride each other.
I doubt you do, but go ahead.
Some people do guess right,
though. We would actually ride each other, and the answers to the letters would pass in the air. And, but anyway, I would go in like every 3 weeks or so, and I was just really being stomped at work and stuff, and, her mother had gave me a bunch of old antique money, and I walked in my camper in July, the 1st of July when I was there, and she was going through it, and she got out of bond there, and she zipped it up real quick, and I said, she said, well, I could have got anything, it belonged to my mom. That's what you could have asked. So I go back to work, and like 3 or 4 days later, I pick a letter up. That was my job. I went to the post office, and I picked the letter up, and it didn't look like nothing was in it. I run my hand across it, and I could tell it was something round, like a silver dollar. So I give it to my boss, and I'm coming at an angle to his truck, and he had to show it to me because he was showing it to someone else, and he didn't see me coming. And I saw it was an 1863 Confederate $10 bill. And I know I saw that money because I had a motorhome there on the property, and I lived on the job, because I was a foreman over 10 men in building.
Okay, so you saw an old bill in the hands of your boss.
At the hands of the boss, 1863 Confederate $10
bill. Where's all this going, anyway?
Oh, pardon?
I'm just trying to figure out where this is all going. You got a girlfriend who might be cheating on you. Somebody's sending old money to your boss.
Right, and so that was the old money that I saw in my camper when I was looking at their mother give me, and she's saying I called her that evening. She's not, I didn't have nothing to do with it. It's, that I got some... And then she confesses that she got some 20s and some 2s and some silver dollars. Before, she didn't have anything but the bond.
Okay.
And then I see the silver dollar, and I'm like, what's going on? And then there's a lot of other little things.
So you was the suggestion there that your mother or the girlfriend was sending this money to your boss?
No. My girlfriend, my girlfriend was sent that money to my boss, and they were like having conversations. I felt like that there was something going on, so I started monitoring the phone records because I set out to prove that I was wrong, and it was like I could go in.
Because you didn't want to be right about your girlfriend cheating on you.
No, because I loved her so much. I loved her more than anything. I gave her everything. I paid her rent, her groceries, every cigarette she smoked. I furnished her cell phone. I bought a car. I gave her, kept her $500 to $1,000 cash.
And she had you wrapped around her little finger, huh?
Oh, boy.
Well, she was going to be my wife. We planned to get married, and I was Mr. One. We was going to grow old together and swing on the porch,
I noticed you're saying we were going to. What did you find out?
Well, then I would be in the office, and I would he would be talking to someone, and noted it wasn't his girlfriend, so I'd walk outside, and I would hit her landline number with my cell phone, and it would be busy, so I would write that down, and I was taking notes, monitoring, and they didn't realize I was doing it, because I was wanting the truth, and I should have got a private investigator, and all this wouldn't
cost money.
Cause all this damage to me. But But anyway, I come in and I'm all the pieces, and I'm thinking, and there's like even fun going on. They start, I called her Sunshine and Baby Doll, and I start hearing this on the job, you know, little smirks and stuff, and the trouble started like in April, and I could sense it because we had this telepathic feeling toward each other, and this is an awesome story, and it's like it started dying, and I said, what's going on here? And so that started bringing it up, and so I go back in, and I'm all to pieces, and I get this gun, and I'm just, you know, I'm in tears, you know. I'm just all to pieces. I get this gun. I was just like, felt like just shooting myself.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm serious. I mean, I was just felt like
that's
my
never
whole world
a good idea. That won't like solve your problems.
No dame is worth that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I felt like my whole world was falling apart.
Okay, I understand.
And it's like, you know, I just had to know the truth, and I was running 10 men, and they wasn't really quality people, and you could, you had to hold their hands. I mean, it was just a very stressful there. I had
so what did you end up doing? You got the gun, and then what?
Okay, I got the gun, and it's like, I even called my ex-wife, and I said, you know, this is it, you know, and then... And I thought, well, you know, I'm going to burn this camper down and shoot myself. And,
oh, my gosh.
I got to be honest with you because it's exactly what happened. And so she comes. I had been in the house, and I've got the phone records and everything to prove all the time frames and everything.
So you proved that she was on the phone with your boss?
Pardon?
You did prove that she was on the phone with your boss?
Not yet. See, I didn't figure all this out. See, I was not, I didn't figure everything out. I was like, you know.
So you were distraught without even having proven that she was cheating on you?
You can look at phone records and it'll go right over your head if you don't know how to look at phone records. There's hidden information in phone records. And I
don't know if there's hidden info. You just see what time people called who and what number they were calling. But okay, I'll take your word for it. So you were distraught. You were going to burn down the camper and shoot yourself. Then what?
Yes.
We got to shorten this up, man. We're out of time here.
Okay. I get the. She's going to take me and show me that this guy don't have a picture of her nude. We go over there.
How's she going to do that? Prove a negative.
She's having an affair with another guy. Catch it later on the phone records and stuff. But anyway, let's go real fast. I'll go real fast to it.
Yeah.
What I called for. And I get in trouble, and we get a little scuffle. She takes me over there. She's driving, and she takes me over there, and I've got the gun in my lap, and I shouldn't have. I know that, okay?
Yeah.
And I get there. And
did she know you had the gun? Were you pointing it at her? Or
no,
like...
No. I was in my camper, and she said, I'll take you over there, and she said, you drive. I said, no, I'm not driving. I drank too much.
All right. Okay, you're drunk, too. All right, that's interesting.
I'm in the passenger seat, and she takes me over there, and... you know, she pulls up, she jumps out of the car real quick and runs up to the guy that's supposed to have, she's going to prove he don't have the picture of her nude and waist up. And she,
it's bizarre.
There wasn't a picture ever made. It was a drummed up story. Anyway, we get in trouble. We get down there, and there's a gun involved. I had the gun. She says she acts like she just now seen the gun, takes off down the road. I catch up with her, and I said, let's just forget about this. She pulls away. We walk a little further, and I just get her by the hand. I said, let's just go over here and sit on the log cabin on the porch and forget about this. And then we trip in the ditch, and then the gun's over here. Somebody calls the law. Here comes the law, and I'm standing in front of the law.
Now, what'd you get arrested for again? Threatening?
I got arrested standing in front of the law, and he says, drop the gun. I drop it right directly in front of his car.
Yeah.
I go to jail. She bails me out of jail. And
she bailed you out?
She bailed me out of jail.
But didn't she call the cops on you?
Somebody called them. It didn't take them 4 or 5 minutes. They were there. I mean, this thing, the whole thing didn't take 5 minutes.
What was the charge?
They charged me for receiving stolen property and abduction. Okay?
What was the stolen property? The gun?
Well, that's what I'm getting ready to get. This is where it all comes in here.
All right, give it to me. You got 30 seconds.
The stolen property that they were charging me with, okay?
Where'd you get the gun?
I got the trailer.
Gun
out of my own
that's
camper.
Right. That's right. Okay, that's it was right. Someone else's. Okay, I got
it. Right, and you know, landlord claims I stole it out of the gun. Stole the gun out of his barn in his testimony. But I didn't do it. And,
what a mess!
Anyway, they take me to jail. She bails me out. I go for the arraignment. I get an attorney, and then it's like you know where everything's fine, and I'm subjected. She poisons me twice.
Oh my gosh! The drama just continues here.
I
wish we had more time.
Girl's trouble.
But I tell you what, man, it sounds like you're screwed, my friend.
One more minute, real quick.
You don't have it. It sounds like you're screwed, though. I mean, I wish you the best of luck.
Well, they
maybe you should quit.
The gun records.
You what?
Falsified the gun records. The attorney falsified the gun records.
Wow, that's quite a conspiracy. You know, I wish you the best of luck if your story's true. I don't know if it is, but it certainly was fascinating.
It's too convoluted to be anything but
true. Sure as hell was dramatic. I'd recommend you quit drinking. I think that would probably help you out quite a bit, and they can make better decisions for yourself.
Become a priest.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Ted Anderson for Midas, December 19, 2007. Gold, 830-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $824.47, $406.35 for half, $203.18 for quarter. That's $824.47, $406.35, and $203.18. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I could only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features for free, so enjoy those on us. Like the show. We've got a lot of stuff on there for you to enjoy for free, including the wiki, over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive, wiki.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days? Well, it's possible without permanently changing your diet. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to ftldiscount.com, read some real testimonials, find out how to order. That's ftldiscount.com.
To the phones and the fun, Justin in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Justin, what's on your mind? Hello, Justin.
Maryland. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind, Tom?
Yeah, I'm pretty liking the Ron Paul campaign.
Yes.
And everything like that. I want to support him, but I'm going to try to pass out flyers soon or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm alone in this town, but I try my best, you know.
Yep.
And I think Ron Paul is the man to basically change this country into something better.
He can certainly get it started.
But the New World Order, and they are pretty aggressive. If they feel that they're going to lose everything, I think they will destroy what they cannot have.
I think they'll take out a guy who's doing door knocking for Ron Paul is what I think. Right there at the door.
Now, wait, are you alluding to the suggestion that someone might assassinate Ron Paul?
Well, it's a big possibility.
Why haven't they done it yet? Why not do it now? Why wait?
Well,
why wait until
his popularity hasn't become that. He hasn't become that strong yet.
Why let him get there? I mean, if you believe in this New World Order concept, and I don't. Now, I do believe that there are people in search of power, and certainly they have their friends and all of that.
I didn't believe it either, but I've been doing the research.
Well, great. Good for you. Now, here's my question. If it's true that there's this elite group of people meeting in smoky rooms, you know, across the world trying to control the entirety of the planet.
And they're all Jewish. Don't forget that.
They're not Jewish.
Okay.
No.
That's good.
What are they, lizard people?
They're different. It doesn't matter what kind of background they come from. They're all banking cartels.
Okay. I'm likely to believe that people that are in the high levels in the banking industry probably want to get richer and don't mind, you know, if we get poorer in the process. The idea that we know their name and that they have a whole plan that somebody's managed to figure out and includes wiping out the population down to 500,000 people or some nonsense like that. Pooshah.
But here's my question for you, since you are a believer in this New World Order conspiracy. If it's true that they want to protect their positions of power, and that's what they're all about, right? Because, as has been said, they've got all the money in the world. It's not about money. It's about power. So if it's true that they want to protect and enhance their positions of power, why on earth would they allow Ron Paul to continue growing in popularity? I understand he hasn't won the primary yet or anything, and he's not as popular as he's inevitably going to be, but it's clear that his popularity is on the increase. He's raising more money every single quarter. More and more people are coming on board with his campaign and thereby discovering the message of liberty. I mean, essentially what Ron Paul is doing is he's undoing all of the years, the decades of propaganda that had been shoved down the throats of the American people by the establishment. And
well,
that's dangerous on its own.
My answer is to that is basically simple, is that his popularity hasn't reached two massive levels where he's starting to reach out the percent of the population that are still dumbed down.
But how can you tell?
Why would they even allow somebody who speaks out against them to exist? Why would they? Why would, I don't know, one of these radio hosts that does this New World Order kind of thing, why are they still around kicking?
After 10 years. Yeah, because, I mean, look, Ron Paul's just one man, but more and more people, thousands upon thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands, have been woken up as a result of Ron Paul's campaign to the ideas of liberty. And that on its own is just immensely dangerous to those who are in search of power and those who already have it. So they already have their motivation. I mean, if they ever needed motivation, it's there. You're just saying it hasn't crossed a certain threshold, but that's just your arbitrary decision. And how do you know what that threshold is?
I don't know, but it could. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm saying it's a possibility that I've heard talk and
but
only talk.
If it's a possibility,
oh, you're listening to the crew.
If there is a New World Order, then they have to take out Ron Paul. Do you understand? Like, if they don't take out Ron Paul, there's no New World Order.
He should have been hit by a train after he filed. You know, after he made more money in his second quarter. I mean, anything could have happened. If these guys are as powerful as they, as you guys claim they are,
kind of hard to redirect.
People who have control over money are powerful, especially when they control the money supply. However, there are people in this world who have an agenda that's anti-freedom. I'm sure you agree with that.
No doubt.
So whether you say, I don't believe in the New World Order conspiracy, fine, but I do believe personally that there are people with an agenda that's counter to ours.
No doubt.
And there's a dangerous centralization of power going on at a global level, which disturbs me as well. So regardless of what you want to call
it. Ranting about the Bilderbergers is contrary to helping people understand that there are people with an agenda contrary to liberty. It's just nuts.
Right. I think educating people about liberty is a far more powerful way to undermine any agendas that might want to centralize power further. Because once people really understand liberty, they're not going to allow
that. You've heard the NAU, haven't you? Yes. I mean, and the EU and all the other
American
unions are popping up.
Yeah.
Ron Paul just spoke about his beliefs on the North American Union, and he said that it could be as far as 30 or 50 years away. He's just, you know,
he doesn't know.
Concerned.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's incrementalized. I know that. But they've already talked about...
Do you understand that the NAU, the North American Union, is a concept that some people have?
Yeah.
Like, it's not reams and reams and volumes of paper in a step-by-step fashion in how we're going to become. That's just what some people think is a good idea.
I would disagree.
There was a paper just a few years ago by a major think tank in Washington called Toward a North American Union. And I remember hearing 10 or 12 years ago some elite member of the European community talking about breaking America up into North American regions.
Right.
And so
there's legitimate concern there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't think that we should downplay that. I think that, you know, Ron Paul certainly can feel the winds blowing on that, and he's there in Washington, and there have been plenty, you know, there's actual real evidence out there that the government people and those who are in power are working towards this concept.
Trying to fund it, too.
Right. That's something to really be concerned about. But it's not really related to the conspiracy theory that you're putting forth, the idea that, you know, these people are so powerful, they're going to just take Ron Paul out. Again, they haven't done it yet, and...
I hope they don't. That's not what I was really suggesting in the beginning.
What were you
suggesting?
Not
about Ron Paul. I was just saying that if there is a thing, I'm saying that that the people that are running the world, and I do believe that because I've seen the evidence, that there is a possibility, and I'm saying the possibility that they will destroy what they cannot have, which meaning they will nuke the world.
Nuke the world?
Well, that's going to make
a lot of sense. Why would they do something like that? They'd kill themselves.
Yes, but these people are psychopaths. They will destroy what they cannot have.
No, but they have shelters underground under Australia. They'll just go there.
Exactly. They'll let us die until they come out.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You better build your bomb shelter. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I mean, that's just ludicrous. I mean, these people, if it's true what he's saying and they're so powerful, they've already got a whole lot of power right now and they got a whole lot of money. Why would they want to end all that? Why would they want to kill themselves and their families over the fact that they can't control every last
more
person
people
on the
means
earth?
More cheap servants.
Yeah, exactly. That's just ludicrous. Absurd. You can take control and bring up anything. Ryan in Wisconsin wants to talk about drugs, and we'll talk to you about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Help! I've fallen, and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen, and I Can't Get Up, protects 100,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom, and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a retirement home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now. 1-800-356-5111. 1-800-356-5111. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure. 1-800-356-5111. 1-800-356-5111.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features for free. Enjoy those on us. And they include the archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just go and download them for free right there on the front page of the website. freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use the code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. We continue with your phone calls, and we go to Ryan in Wisconsin. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Ian Wayne and Mark.
Hey, Ryan, what's on your mind, sir?
I've been listening the last couple of days, and I've heard some things about some drugs, and I wanted to clear up some dosages.
Okay, sure.
Mushrooms, generally, with the psilocybic mushrooms, you don't want to start with more than an eighth of an ounce.
Yeah, that's what I had gotten some information after the show on that one. Somebody had called in to tell us that he had taken a quarter of an ounce and ended up in the middle of the road somewhere with a truck sitting down or laying down with a truck honking its horn at him when he came to. It was just a frightening story. And so you're saying that's way, way too much. In fact, someone told me that half of an eighth might be good for a starting sort of a trip there.
Yeah, the first time you would do it, I would say no more than three caps if you've never done it before.
It's always a good idea to start small.
Well, it's always a good idea not to start.
Well, again, Mark, we're presuming that people are going to be doing these things.
You said it's always a good idea, and I understand it's a turn of phrase,
but it's always a good idea not to start. That's where good ideas, they're stopping there.
I don't know if I... If
a lot of them are dropping off there.
I don't know if I agree with you, Mark, but that's a whole other conversation. But yes, definitely starting small if you're going to be doing some sort of psychedelic just to sort of test the waters, because it is the black market. You don't know what you're getting. You're not sure what the dosage is. So there's no point in jumping in with both feet at once, if you will.
And also, I wanted to clear up about the jankum. That is a myth. There is no jankum. You don't put a balloon over a jar full of your own crap.
Why is that a myth? Because it was reported as being true in the BBC in the mid-1990s, reported as that there were people down in Africa that were very, very poor, and they were using this mixture of fecal matter and urine and putting a balloon or something like that over the top of the jar, letting it sit out for several days, then inhaling the gas that is inevitably created from that.
Assuming they could keep it down their dinner.
In order to get high. That was reported back in the mid-1990s. Why would the BBC misreport that? Do you have an explanation?
If you go to, if you've ever heard of it before, Snopes.com.
Sure. I've seen Snopes' report on jankum. And basically, from what I saw, Snopes was sort of rebutting the Americanized version, where there's a kid that was on the internet that basically faked some pictures. He sort of made it look like he was creating jankum, but he wasn't really, and he put all that online. So that kid was definitely faking people out. But Snopes, as I recall, wasn't really too sure as to whether or not jankum was real. Am I wrong about that? I mean, again, what was their explanation for the BBC story from Africa?
I don't think they actually provided an explanation. I'm looking at it right now. But,
yeah. What's their verdict on it? Does it say?
Well, it says the top.
They had proclaimed it to be false. It was a completely falsified story.
I believe that there are some false reports of jankum, but I don't think that I find it hard to believe that the BBC would misreport something like that.
It says the claim at the top, though. Bulletin warns that a new drug called jankum, made from fermented raw sewage, is a popular drug among American schools.
Right, that's false. That's false. And the bulletin was from a sheriff's department in Florida. It came out, I think it was sometime this year.
1907.
Yeah. The sheriff's department put out this bulletin that made it sound like, this inhaling toxic fumes is all of a sudden this, the new drug craze. That much
is true.
Well,
if you think about that, what's happening in that jar is it's creating methane. And if it were very easy to go do that, I would be out in a field of cows right now with my face over a cow pie. But I'm not.
Well, again, I don't think...
One would assume it was more concentrated.
Well, what do I know?
Snopes isn't saying that the jankum as a concept is false. They're saying that police report is BS, and that I completely agree with them on. Those police are always just trying to make things, to blow them out of proportion and that sort of thing.
And it says in the article, these few mid-1990 articles are the only substantive information about jankum we've turned up so far. So they're claiming that they're substantive.
Right, exactly. So
they're difficult to verify, and we haven't found anything to substantiate the claim that youngsters in the U.S. are indulging in jankum to the extent that it is now a popular drug in the American
right.
schools.
Right, basically what happened was the police department came across the website with the kid who'd faked the jankum pictures, and the kid's website fooled the police into believing that jankum was a craze now amongst the kids, and so they put out that report. But is jankum real? I believe that it is, based on the BBC reports from the mid-1990s. Does anyone use it in the United States?
I probably not. Hope not.
Probably not. Anything else on my side? Ryan, anything else?
I think that's it.
Thanks for the expertise and the thoughts. And thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. So, yes, Mark, kids shouldn't go out and take mushrooms. But if they're going to, they should listen to what Ryan has to say instead of taking a quarter ounce and finding themselves in the middle of a street with the truck honking their horn, or worse, and also have a sitter, have somebody there that's not going to be getting high so they can help keep you safe in that particular instance.
I would agree that education is a good thing when it comes to drugs. I don't want kids to be uneducated in that arena. But, take it from if you're going to take advice from a former drug user, take it from me. I'm a former drug user. Watch out for that stuff. It can get you in trouble.
Oh, no. No doubt about it. 1-800-259-9231. Just, you definitely need to do your research and be
careful.
End up
in situations you would not have ended up in. You can end up in prison for a long, long time. Drugs, bad choice.
More likely you'll end up for dealing.
End up in prison for a long, long time. That's all I'm saying.
Yep. Let's go to the phones here. Mike in Connecticut, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hey, Mike.
Hey, did you catch Ron Paul and Glenn Beck last night?
I did not, but Wayne, I believe, has watched the entire... Mark, you saw the whole thing as well?
I saw the whole thing, too, yeah.
I've been busy all day, so I haven't had a
chance. It was great.
He made it very clear he doesn't believe in the 9/11 conspiracy theory.
Good.
Yes, he did.
But he did mention the New World Order. Did you hear that?
I did not hear anything about
the American Union he mentioned.
No, he mentioned the New World Order when he was talking about the North American Union.
Hmm. Neither of these guys heard him mention the New World Order.
I did not catch that, and I was listening pretty intently.
I have a vague recollection.
Well, watch it again. He did mention it.
But, okay.
I'll take your word for it. And your point?
Huh?
What's your point?
Nothing. No, you just, I'm just telling you.
Okay. And what did he say about the New World Order?
He mentions that they're behind the North American Union, whoever they are, New World Order.
I don't recall that. However, he has said on many occasions that he knows that there are people with agendas that, again...
I think everybody refers to the banking cartel as the New World Order. But,
I don't
and
know...
They refer to themselves as the New World Order.
Well, I think that a lot of people say it's more than just the bankers, that it's also the high-end politicians as
right,
well.
Right, but I'm just going by what I've heard them say. Like, David Rockefeller has... mentioned the New World Order.
Certainly, people have utilized that term in the past. I mean, right. There's certainly footage of George Bush.
Anybody who's still using it would be a fool because it's gotten a lot of bad PR.
Yeah.
Right. But,
it was a really good interview, I thought.
Yep.
I've heard about that, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Now, regardless of whether or not there actually is this New World Order, again, we do know that there are people that are in search of power, and they're more than happy to work together in order to achieve that. Look at this team up between Hillary Clinton and George Bush, the original old man
Herbert
Bush.
Walker, yeah.
I mean, we've seen the pictures of after Clinton was out of office, he started palling around with George Bush, and that they've been, they were photographed all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Now
French kissing,
almost.
Yeah.
Now George Bush is getting all palsy wowsies with Hillary Clinton, and if that doesn't tell you that there's something amiss here, that these two, what they would like people to believe are warring factions,
but
the Democrats and the Republicans, right? That they're actually just, it's all a setup, and they're all just putting on a show for the American people, to believe that there's a dime's worth of difference between these two, when there's not. I mean, clearly there's not. If there were any bad blood between these groups, they wouldn't be hanging out like that.
And it's pretty clear that the current George Bush is playing the heel.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves, and you can bring up anything on the way here. We'll talk about a family that had their home raided and traded fire with the police officers, and guess what? Cops had the wrong house. I'll give you the rest of the story in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies. Starting at just $4.95, you'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to the Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Single CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, we give away, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. It's not too late to get your holiday shopping done and get it in time, delivered in time for Christmas. You're probably going to have to pay a little bit extra for shipping, because free Super Saver shipping won't make the trip at this point. It's a little bit too close for that. But the same great deals are still there at amazon.freetalklive.com in 41 categories. You can really get all your shopping done in one place and get a great deal. And also at the same time, when you shop through amazon.freetalklive.com, a percentage of your sale is going to go to Free Talk Live. So, again, same great prices that you'd normally get if you enter through their front door. You enter through Free Talk Live's door, and they just cut us a percentage. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. We continue with the phone calls, and we will talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KJEZ. Hey, Jeremy. Jeremy, Montana, going once.
Jeremy. I have two things, fellas, tonight. First of all, I wanted to say I wish you a happy solstice. I wish you a happy solstice. A happy solstice and a party and ass New Year.
Well, happy solstice to you as well. What else?
And the second thing I had on my mind was the subliminal messages, Huckabee. You know, I'm from Arkansas, and I know what a huckster is. And Huckabee, he doesn't stand a chance against Ron Paul.
No, he sure doesn't.
Doesn't have any money either. I guess you're referring to the video.
The cross thing?
Yeah, with the window frame in the background.
Is that what you're talking about, Jeremy?
Yeah, subliminal messages.
I don't know if that was very subliminal.
No.
Seems pretty clear.
Yeah. You're talking about this commercial, just for our listeners that might not know, Huckabee's running a TV spot where he's talking into the camera about Christmas or whatever, just basically pandering to the religious vote.
Grandma lives in Arkansas, northwest Arkansas.
Yeah, does he have her snookered?
If she calls you guys up, and or you guys could call her up, I'd maybe give you your number off the air.
That's all right. We let people call in. It's not very very often that we actually make outgoing calls.
Yes,
on the show.
It often gives people a heart attack when we call in.
First hand account.
Hey, this is Free Talk Live. You're on the air.
So you don't believe the huckster, huh? You don't think that that he's being too honest?
No, huckster is a liar and a thief and a possible child molester.
Hey, that's a possibility. You never know. I mean, I've heard some things about those people in Washington. Jeremy, thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. The spot he was talking about, just to describe it a little more, is Huckabee talking into the camera. And in the background, the camera is sort of panning around, and you can see this cross. There's a light that's focused on a bookshelf, apparently, or window, whatever it is. It looks like a cross.
What do they call the windows that have the you know, they break them up into panes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
There's a pane, it's a window pane, and it's the wooden, white slats. Wooden slats there in the middle that look remarkably like a cross.
Now, didn't they claim that,
we didn't know, it was just a bookcase or something like that?
I don't know, I just saw it on Drudge, and,
Look, there's nothing wrong with putting imagery in your commercials. There's no reason to back away from that. The whole commercial, from what I understand, I didn't actually hear the audio, but I did see the imagery.
Yeah.
From what I understand, it was just promoting the Christmas concept and just pandering to that vote.
Right.
So why would you back away from that when someone called you on it? Yeah, of course we put that imagery in there. It was to pander to Christians.
And, personally, even if Huckabee were elected, I really don't believe that he would impose a theocracy on America, but you probably have to cringe through a few of his speeches here and there. I think he probably want to use the White House as a bully pulpit to promote Christianity to some degree. He might.
Yeah, well, I mean, we already have a government today that has an abstinence program that it's funding with taxpayer dollars that is being administered by many religious charities or religious nonprofits.
But that co-opts them, because then once they take money from the government, they have to start obeying rules
that
they didn't have to before.
But that point is valid, Wayne, but it doesn't necessarily mean they're any less religious or in any way not promoting their religious concepts to the kids that they're teaching the abstinence message to, which is just a stupid idea, by the way. It's been shown that these abstinence classes don't do a damn thing to stop kids from having sex.
It
if anything...
Mean.
What? You're joking.
No,
you
actually,
didn't have abstinence classes when you were in school.
No, when I was in high school, we had a health class. And they kind of got into all the birth control stuff. And you know something? I must say that it probably saved me from making a mistake when I had my first girlfriend. Because I knew how to prevent pregnancy.
Oh, so you had birth control?
Yes.
Classes.
Yeah, but they also said that it's probably better if you don't do it at all.
Yeah, but
so
you did.
Did you not do it?
No.
Okay. Right. And that's the problem, Wayne. See, they taught you about birth control, so you knew a thing or two there. But now what they're doing is they're saying it has to be abstinence only, and you can't talk about birth control.
Not in every case, but some,
if
some
you want
school
the, if you want the federal money, you will teach the abstinence program. And that's how it works. So now they're teaching kids to not have sex at all, and what you have happening is they're going out there, and of course they're having sex, because they've got their hormones running wild.
Right, they don't know the information.
Right, they don't know a damn thing about birth control. All they've been told is don't do it. So, if anything, these abstinence programs are ending up with more unwanted pregnancies.
Yeah, they also have no idea how expensive girlfriends and wives are.
Maybe maybe Jamie Lynn Spears went through the abstinence program, and that's why she's knocked up at 16.
Brittany's sister?
Yeah. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Mark in Missouri. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, which one of you said that they don't believe in the New World Order?
Well, I think we
What do you mean by the New World Order?
Yeah,
haven't you guys ever heard the 1991 speech of Bush Sr.?
Yes,
sure.
Now we see a New World Order coming into view.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't know. Yes, he used that terminology. I don't know that that necessarily means that the stuff that we're told the New World Order is necessarily what he was talking about. I mean, it could just be that the world's different now. Right?
Well, it could be, but that speech sure said a heck of a lot.
The only thing I know about that speech is that particular phrase.
There are also people who claim that Hitler made reference to the New World Order, too, at one time in a speech. I haven't actually researched it, but again, you know, we don't know what that really means. And yes, there are people who have an agenda that's counter to freedom, and that we have to focus on that because we can't
right. We
can't delve into all this stuff. We don't know if it's true or not, but all we can do is.
Don't you guys ever listen to Alex Jones?
No, yeah, never. We have our own radio show.
No, actually,
why would
I
listen?
No, I have before.
I think maybe. Well, you should. Ain't nobody can prove him wrong. That's for sure.
I think Alex has been proven wrong a couple of times. Why didn't Alex know that the World Trade Centers were going to go up?
He claims he did.
But why didn't he say so on the air?
I think he claims that doesn't he claim to have predicted that?
Funny,
I had him on my station at that before the towers went up, and I didn't hear anything like that.
Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. And the fact is, I've seen Alex Jones's videos, and I enjoy them. I like watching his videos. I think they're fun and they're entertaining, and they may have some bits of truth in them. I'm sure they do. I know he pulls his info from a lot of it's from legitimate news sources. The problem is when he connects the dots, he fantasizes a little bit, and that's
right.
Where the conspiracy theory comes in.
Nobody's perfect, and to follow after Alex Jones as though he's the prophet and the Messiah is silly.
Yeah, absolutely is. Alex Jones,
maybe he's not a prophet or Messiah or anything, but he sure.
Well, you just said
fact.
He can't be proven wrong.
Nobody
can
prove him wrong. So.
Well, you're pretty much putting him up on a pedestal there, sir, and that's kind
of silly. Well, because he's a heck of a guy. He's putting in a position right now where he's trying to help humanity.
Well, I believe you that he's a nice guy. I'm sure he is. I've traded a couple of emails with him. But, you know, the fact is he does a great job reporting on the police state. I think he's very, very valuable in that aspect. But the whole point about this conspiracy of the New World Order is just irrelevant. Well, it is. You're suggesting that there are people out there conspiring to, you know, rule the world and eliminate 80% of the population or whatever else you want to say.
They'd like to get it down to 500 million. I mean,
right.
You know.
Just out of curiosity, are these people or are they lizard people from outer space?
Oh, no, they're people. You know, it's the Rockefeller,
but you know,
Rothschild.
You know that some of the people, you know that some of the people in the conspiracy group say that it's lizard people from outer space. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know nothing about no lizard people from outer space. That's a little bit far stretched.
Well, I guess you haven't been listening to the right radio shows then, because they're out there.
There are people who say that.
Right, and now you see, now that's really the point. You see, now I'm willing to say that there's, likely there's some bankers out there that would like to have more control over the world than they currently have.
Politicians, you better believe
it. You claim to be able to name them and know what their agenda is. Somebody else claims that they're, in fact, lizard people from outer space. Where does the rabbit hole end, my friend?
Well, the rabbit hole goes really deep, my friend.
Does it go to the lizard people, my friend?
Who knows?
Thanks for the call,
you
crackpot.
No, you know what's really funny? The last time we talked about lizard people on the air, the next day I was down in Connecticut, and I was going into this business establishment, and I'm walking, I was singing a song to myself or something, and this lady walked by and said, "Hi, Wayne," and I looked at her. And I was going to say something to her, and then it was like this voice inside me said, "Don't even turn around." And that night I realized that was a lizard lady trying to make contact with me.
Wayne has lost his mind. 800-259-9231. The point is that it doesn't matter how deep the rabbit hole goes. What matters, what Wayne talked about earlier, is getting back to liberty. That's what we need to focus on, not the conspiracy and all the other nonsense. Hour 3 is coming up. You take control. Bring up anything.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Do you need an